Did you ever teach Zainab a little bit about the birds and the bees and all that stuff?
Sex, mommy. Did you ever have a sex talk with me?
I'm really more advanced than you think, Zainab.
Dickie, it's your mother. No, you never call me. I mean, I wonder, is your finger broken?
Just don't tell my mother.
It's your mother.
Mother.
No, you never call me.
Just don't tell my mother.
Where the hell are you? You are never home.
Hello, my family. I'm your host, Nikki Levy, and welcome to Don't Tell My Mother. Don't Tell My Mother is a brand new podcast where your favorite humans from movies, TV, music, sports, comedy, tell a true story they'd never want their moms to know. And sometimes we get their mothers up on this mic to join us for the party. Now, our moms know how to push our buttons because they're the ones who installed them, right? Science. Well, join us right here every Tuesday where we put the fun in dysfunctional. Today, we have a magnificent guest. She's a comedian. She's an actor. She is starring on one of my favorite shows called Upload on Amazon. It's like a sci-fi comedy. It's fantastic. Check it out. And check her out on the new Netflix show, The History of Swear Words. Today, we have the magnificent comedian and actor, Zainab Johnson. Zainab is telling a story that is so hilarious and so quintessentially high school, I could go eat lunch by myself, just for old time's sake. And stick around, because a very special guest is joining us at the end, and you don't want to miss her. Here is me and Zainab Johnson.
Just don't tell my mother.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Zainab, I'm so happy to be here with you.
I'm very happy to be here with you, Nikki.
I've been a big fan of yours. You know this from your stand-up comedy. I've seen you all around LA, but also from the farmer's market because we shop at the same fruit stand.
Yes, yes, we do, which I haven't been to in a while. And I probably won't go back for a while because the fruit that I love is out of season.
What's the fruit?
I like stone fruit. So apricots, you know, pluots, peaches, plums. I love that type of stuff. And so they're gone now.
I know. That's the best fruit. And that's why I have to embrace persimmons and pomegranates.
Pomegranates is just too much work. It's just too much work. It's not worth it.
Okay, Zainab. So no, since nobody's ever in the same room or even necessarily in the same state anymore, tell me where you are. Like, where are you in the world? And just describe it so people get a sense of, like, you know, where you're coming to us from.
So right now I am in my apartment in Hollywood, and I am just like, I've turned the AC off.
Yes, yes.
In my attempt to create the best sort of sound environment. And it really does get quiet. Like, you can't hear anything right now.
I can't hear anything. No.
But outside, if I just opened up the window, oh, it's a helicopter. It's the cops. Yep. Yep. It's somebody playing drums.
That's LA.
It's like maybe like a homeless person or two having a fight with one another. You know, somebody wants to cut down a palm tree. The crows, like, they're like, well, you want to talk? We got stuff to say. Like, there's a lot happening outside.
Well, speaking of Hollywood, you are an incredible stand-up comic. You are a wonderful actor. You have a couple of shows on Netflix. You have a show on Amazon. But you were a math major in college. What did your mother say when you decided to put, like, you know, a real career of, you know, mathematics away and pursue a life of stand-up comedy?
I moved to Los Angeles shortly after I finished college. So I think my mom knew that I was going to delve into the arts in some way. Mm. And my mom's, like, reference point for if what I'm doing is successful is if I can, you know, if I can take care of myself, meaning she doesn't have to worry about me, but also to a certain degree, I can take care of her. So if like I'm doing comedy and my mom is like, Zainab, I need a new washer and dryer and I can provide that. She's like, yeah, comedy. Like, let's go comedy. My mom releases these nuggets to me. Like, I think she has information and she's like, I'm going to make my kids want to keep me around forever. So I'll just like release the information I have, like a slow release, like Tylenol, you know, like she, because maybe a couple of years after I started doing stand up, she started saying, like one night she said to me, you know, your father would be so proud of you. And my father passed away. And I was like, oh, would he? And she was like, yeah, you know, he always wanted to be a stand up comedian.
You
and I was like, yeah. And I was like, no, I never knew that. How would I ever know that? I was like upset. She was like, oh, I thought you knew. I was like, how would I know? How would I know that? And she was like, yeah, Zainab, he was always telling jokes. I'm like, to who? Where?
Zainab, how would you describe your mother?
My mom is a mix of like an eccentric character, but a little bit of, you know, like no filter, probably a lot of no filter, but sometimes what allows her to get away with it is she has a very soft tone. She has a very caring tone. Mm-hmm. She has a very motherly, loving, nurturing tone. And that allows her to say some of the most ratchet things I have ever heard.
What's the most ratchet thing she has said to you in the last, whatever, 10 years?
We were in South Korea for my brother's wedding about 2 years ago, and we got into a little bit of an argument, and she said, I was like, are you coming with me on this walk or not? And she was like, maybe I'll just stay in my room and masturbate. me and my sister were like,
it.
What? And she just bust out laughing.
Good for your mother.
I mean, I don't think she did that. And I don't know if she ever does do that, but she knew that that would not be music to our ears.
I just meant good for your mom for saying it, whether it's true or not. It goes into don't tell my kids territory, but it's freaking awesome. Well, this podcast, Don't Tell My Mother, is about true stories that we don't want our moms to know, or we haven't told our moms yet. And I know you have an awesome story about sea creatures and first love. Zainab, tell me everything.
It's so funny because I've been nervous to tell this story, but I'm also like a firm believer of like every single thing that you experience is what makes you in the present moment, you know? So when I was in high school, I believe I was about 17 and I was sitting in physics class and I remember like feeling like a pinch on my arm, right? Okay. I didn't know what it was. You know, I just thought like, oh, I'm in like the physics lab, like, you know, maybe like a little gnat or fly or mosquito got out, right?
Well, physics animal.
So I kind of, exactly. So I like tried to just flick it off my arm and I like couldn't flick it. It wouldn't move. And so then I kind of looked at it and I tried to like grab it off my, like pick it up off my arm and it wouldn't move. And this is like my forearm, right? Like the inside of my forearm. And I look like when I realize it's not moving after I'm like trying to brush it away and then even like pick it up, it made me like look into it. Like, what is this on my arm? And when I look at it, it looked like a little microscopic crab, like literally
on
like
your arm,
on my arm. Right. And it was actually sort of like holding on to like my skin or the hair on my skin. And I'm not thinking anything of it. Right. I'm just like, oh, I'm like, I don't know what's happening. I don't know. When I was in school, asbestos was a big thing. So I'm like, is this what asbestos looks like? Like, you know, I had no idea.
New York City public schools.
Exactly. I'm like, I don't know if this is asbestos. I don't know if we did an experiment and something got out. You know what I'm saying? But I got to speak to the head of physics because we got to change this. So I finally get it off my arm and I don't think anything of it. Right. I'm going throughout my day. I have a boyfriend in school. I see him, you know, while I'm in school. And I remember at the end of that day, I was walking home and I started to like feel my pelvic area itch.
Oh my God.
And in my mind, I'm like, that's crazy. Like my pelvic area should not itch, but it's itching. And so I immediately thought like, did I not like shave the right way? Like, did I use soap instead of like shaving cream? Right? Yeah. Cause everybody tells you if you don't shave the right way, especially, you know, in certain areas where the skin is much more sensitive, it's going to irritate you as it's growing back. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like walking down the street and I'm really trying to like relieve the itch. I'm like digging my hand into the pocket, into like my jean pocket, trying to relieve the itch, and I can't do it. So I said I had a boyfriend. Right.
Mm-hmm.
To protect the innocent, let's just refer to my boyfriend as Curtis Jackson.
If you get it, if you know, you know.
I remember after school, he said, hey, do you have any money on you? And I was like, yeah, I have like a couple of dollars. You know, like I'm 17 years old. I had like $5 or $10. So I was like, yeah, I think I have like $5 or $10. He was like, can you give it to me? I got to go get something. And I was like, yeah, I was like, you still going to come to my house this evening, right? And he was like, yeah, I'll call you before I come. So I give him the money. I go home. I'm itching. I don't connect the two at all.
Now, right? How long had you been dating this guy?
We've been together since my freshman year.
Wow.
We got together. Yeah, we got together when I had just turned 15.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
And you met him in school, in high school?
I met him in school. Oh my God, we were in biology together. So my freshman year, I know, right? In biology, the irony. He was like the class clown. He was like the cute class clown. And so we used to, I don't know, have fun together. It was never really romantic. And I remember I used to wear my hair cornrow because I played basketball.
Oh, you
did? I played basketball and I used to wear my hair cornrowed. And I remember one day I took the cornrows out. And so my hair was like wild and curly, like crinkly, you know, like it had a texture to it. Mm-hmm. And he was like, you know, if you did your hair, you would be really pretty. And
jerk.
I didn't hear the insult. Oh, no, 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 no. I didn't hear the insult. All I heard was, oh, he think I'm pretty.
Well,
all I got to do is change his hairstyle. Mm-hmm. And that's all that I heard.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, we were like inseparable. We were just boyfriend and girlfriend after that.
And did your parents know that you were dating this guy?
No, I grew up in a strict Muslim house. There was no dating. There was no dating. It's like you are in this house and you are under your parents' rules. Mm-hmm. And when you leave here, you should be leaving to go to your husband. And there's nothing in between that. Like,
yes.
You know, yeah, you could go to college and you can play basketball. You can do all of those things. But in the world of romance, it's your father and then your husband.
Got it.
And that's it.
Got it.
And so, no, they didn't know. But I maybe when I was around, they figured it out. Maybe when I was around 16, because he started calling my house a lot.
Uh-oh.
And, my father, I guess, I don't know who told my father, because, you know, it's like we had one phone in the house.
Of course.
You know, this wasn't the lucky days where everybody now has cell phones. No, we had one phone in the house, and it was that phone that was on the wall in the kitchen. So not only did everybody know when someone was calling for you, but everyone was right around you when you were having the conversation.
That's it. Yep. And when you stretch that cord as far as it could possibly go to get some privacy, but it only stretches so far.
Yeah, it only stretches so far.
Oh, yeah. You got it. Forget it. Forget it. All bets were off.
Me and Curtis, we was in love and we were fresh. Curtis was the first person that I had sexual intercourse with, and he was the only person I had sexual intercourse with for 4 or 5 years of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So Curtis doesn't come over. Curtis calls me, and he said he was going to call me. Curtis calls me. And like I said, I answer the phone. I'm in the kitchen because the phone is on a wall in the kitchen. And my mom is in the kitchen cooking dinner. And, you know, if anyone has ever been a part of a really big family, we all congregate in the same place. So we're all kind of sitting around the kitchen just waiting for my mom to serve dinner.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And he calls, and I'm excited. I'm thinking that he's either going to say he's on his way, or maybe he'll tell me that he can't come. Either way, like, you know, I'm not thinking that I'm going to get any disturbing news. So I pick up the phone and he says, hey, I got to tell you something. And I'm like, what? And he's like, have you been Have you had sex with anybody else? And I was like confused a little bit.
Of course.
But I was more offended than I was confused.
You're like, right? I'm not even supposed to have sex with you.
Exactly. And then it's like, and also I can't really answer that question because I have an audience in front of me that you can't see. Right. But also it's like, how dare you ask me that? Right. So I'm like, mm-hmm. no. And I'm like talking low into the phone at this point. Yeah. And I'm like, no, why? Like really wondering why he's asking me. Right. Yeah. And he said, oh, okay, because I have crabs.
Oh my God.
Just don't tell my mother.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
So now when he says that, it immediately, everything lines up. Physics earlier, that thing on my arm. Oh, that wasn't asbestos. That was a crab. And that was a crab that traveled a long way. No wonder it didn't want to let go of my arm.
That's a long distance crab.
That's a long distance crab.
Yeah, it's a road tripping crab.
Yeah, then I'm walking home and now understand like, no, it wasn't my shaving technique at all. The next moment was so dramatic, Nikki. It was so dramatic.
Yes.
Instead of responding to him, I dropped the phone, like literally dropped the phone as if my body goes limp. And I slide down the wall into the seated position and I'm just crying. And I tell my mom, I'm like, Mom, I think I have lice. I think I have lice. And I couldn't tell her I had crabs because if I told her I had crabs, then that would have opened up a whole can of worms. No pun intended. There's too many insects here.
A whole can of crabs.
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't tell her that. Not to mention so many of my siblings were right there in front of me. So I was like, lice is normal. Lice is something that you could have contracted without doing anything wrong.
By
you
going know? To school, by being in physics class.
Exactly. So I said, I think I have lice. I think I have lice. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember anybody making a big deal about it. I remember my mom saying, okay, let's get you to the hospital.
Were you crying when you said it?
Yeah.
You were crying. So you were upset and thinking really fast. This is why you're a good stand-up comic. That's pretty fast thinking.
Yeah, I was upset and I was thinking really, I was upset with him, but I was crying because I was scared.
Yeah,
and I think at the time, I really didn't know what crabs meant. You know, I didn't know what crabs meant. I didn't know how easy they are to get rid of. Mm-hmm. I was disappointed in myself. Mm-hmm. I was embarrassed.
Of course.
And I did not know what sort of disciplinary measure would come if my father found out.
Oh my God.
But my mom takes me to the hospital. She doesn't bring any of our siblings. And I just remember being really like, just, you know, scared. Any part of me that was mad, I was mad at Curtis Jackson. So we're at the doctor. We go to the emergency room, actually. And I'll never forget, the doctor gives me an examination. And he says to my mom, he says, anyone 16 years of age or older, they have to give consent for their parent to be here. She does not have to have you here. And then he asked me in front of my mom, do you want her to be here? And I said, no, like I did want her to be there because my mom is my protector.
Yeah.
But I ain't know what he was about to tell me. I didn't know what he was about to tell me.
She might not protect you from this.
Yeah. So I was like, no, I want her to go. And you know, I didn't know. I didn't know that like doctors did that, you know,
I didn't
like,
either.
And so my mom leaves the room and you know, strangely enough, my mom didn't put up a fight. My mom did not put up a fight.
I'm actually surprised. I'm surprised she let herself leave.
Yeah, she did not put up a fight. She said, I'll be right outside.
Wow.
And he said, okay. So I did an examination. He said, you're sexually active. I said, yes, as recently. And he said, okay, well, you have crabs. It's not a big deal. He said, it's not a big deal. This happens, especially amongst people your age. It's not a big deal at all. He said are you using protection? I said, yeah. He said, this really has nothing to do with protection because it's he said, so it's like you could use protection and still get this. So if you're going to continue to be sexually active, just please use protection. He said, now I'm going to have my nurse come in. And this was a male doctor. This was a black male doctor. And he was just so caring and polite.
So cool.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just no filter, no cushioning it. Just like, I'm gonna give you the information that you need, given your situation.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I'm gonna have my nurse come in and she's going to have you, you know, completely undressed, and she is going to cover you with some sort of ointment, right?
Oh God, yeah.
And he said, do you want me to relay any of this information to your mother? I said, no. He said, okay. And he did tell me, he said, do you share a room with anybody? And I said, yeah, my sisters. And he said, okay, well, you have to go home. He said, I want you to sterilize everything.
Oh.
He said, bed sheets. He said, anything in your dressers, any sort of fabric, anything that has fibers, I need you to wash it, and I need you to dry it on high heat.
Oh my God.
He said, and I want you to like Lysol, like I want you to sanitize everything.
Uh-huh.
We left the hospital that night. I went right home. I took a shower. I had to take a shower because I had to wash my hair because I still stuck with the story that I had lice.
Oh my! So that's what you told her when you left? Mom, I have lice.
So that's what I told her. Yeah, I have lice. They did, you know, whatever. And so I had to take a shower and wash my hair just so she saw, like, okay, she took care of it. And I went in my room and I had my younger sisters like sleep somewhere else that night. And I stripped the room that you would have thought we were moving out of that room. I have never cleaned like that before in my life or after.
Mm-hmm.
I took, because I was so afraid. It's like, yeah, the decisions that I made, my irresponsibility affected me.
Right.
But my irresponsibility should not affect my younger sisters. So I did all of that. Of course, I broke up with Curtis Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got back together with him because that's just what you do, you know? But in the moment, I broke up with his ass. I could not, because the insult to injury was, you going to cheat on me, give me crabs,
yes,
ask for money to get the remedy without telling me. And
horrible.
Then when you finally decide to tell me, you ask me if it's my fault.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah,
Curtis,
that's a lot of 17-year-old bullshit.
Curtis did not get even a blink of an eye from me for about 4 to 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to the point where I would come to my locker during like homeroom, and I would open it and it would be like roses inside the locker with like, I'm so sorry, like all like, and he just wore me down, you know, like he just wore me down. And I'll never forget when we got back together, like, you know, maybe one of the first times I went back to his house after this whole fiasco, I remember like him trying to like kiss on me and me feeling like, no, I got to check you. I got to check you out.
And yeah, I remember, do not want crabs in my mouth.
Yeah. And I remember looking through, like, I remember like, just like, I'm just not there yet. I can't really trust you yet. But this doctor gave me this ointment and it got rid of it in a matter of 30 minutes for me. And I gave him the ointment and he used it. And he was like, I remember him looking at me like, dang, I should not have done that to her. For you to like break someone's trust like that, or to leave them unprotected in such a way, and for them to still show you some level of kindness.
Mm-hmm.
I think that anyone that genuinely wants to be a good person or wants to be respected, I think they notice things like that, you know?
Absolutely.
And so I remember him looking at me like, really, you gonna give, you know? I'm like, yeah, if I'm gonna be with you, you can't just have crabs. I mean, come on.
Right.
You know?
Right. How did this experience with Curtis Jackson kind of change the way you dealt with men?
I'm totally, I am totally the woman that before I engage in any sort of intimacy with a partner, I'm like, nope, let me check you. I got to see. I'm like, lights on.
Yes.
I'm looking up. I'm picking up, looking up. I'm flipping. I'm looking at. I'm like, let's see what this looks like. Let's see what you're working with. And I do not care.
I 110% believe you need to see genitals in the light before you turn that off. Like 100%.
Yeah. Let me see what you do with yourself.
What do you think your mom really thought happened?
I have no idea. We never talked about it.
Would you all these years later, would you tell her?
Yeah. 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 I don't hide anything now.
You don't?
I mean, I wouldn't just volunteer it, but yeah, no, I'm not. I mean, I'm grown.
Yeah, I wonder what she knew and what she remembers. And I just think it's really cool that you're going to be honest with her after all these years. Zainab, let's call your mother.
Hey, Mom. Hi.
You have company.
Hello, Mom.
Mom, can you hear?
I hear you, and I hear Nikki.
Hi, Miss Johnson. Nice to meet you. I'm Nikki.
Hi, Nikki. How are you?
I'm honored to meet you. I've heard the best things about you from Zainab, and I'm a big fan of Zainab's. I mean, everybody's a fan of Zainab's, but, you know, I'm part of the club.
She over embellishes.
No, she doesn't. I have to ask you, Miss. Do I call you Miss Johnson, or what do you prefer?
Miss Johnson is fine.
I call you Miss Johnson.
I bought this bracelet, Zainab. Can you see it?
I see it.
Yeah, you see it?
I see it.
This is the bracelet I bought. I was telling you about. I bought with my birthday money.
Oh,
I gave her a monetary gift for her birthday. She happy birthday!
When was your birthday? Happy birthday!
The 19th.
This show, this podcast, is all about telling stories. You know, from our childhood, funny stories. Mom, what was Zainab like as a kid, as a teenager?
I don't want to brag, but
please do.
She was one of my, and I have 13 children, she was one of my exceptional children. Good, responsible, dependable,
mm-hmm.
and talented.
She's so talented. So Zainab told a story on the show, and it has a sexual piece to it, you know, but it happened a long time ago. And Zainab, are you open to Zainab just telling you what it is?
I'm good at this stage in my life. I'm good. Yes.
You don't want to hear it?
No, she does.
Oh,
she
you does. Do want to hear it?
Yeah.
So, Mom, do you remember taking me to the hospital? You remember me telling you, like, I think I had lice, and you took me to the hospital? You took me to Harlem Hospital?
Yeah.
So I did not have lice that day. Did you know that?
Who told you you had lice? Who told you that?
Nobody told me that. That's what I told you. And you took me to the hospital.
Okay.
And I did not have lice. I had crabs. I got them from my high school boyfriend, but don't say his name because we changed his name on this. Okay. Did you ever know that?
Wait a minute. You said you had lice in your hair, your head hair.
That's what I told you.
Okay, you got it from him?
Yeah.
From
him. He was the only person that I was with in that way at that time.
Yeah, that is a teenage thing.
Did you know when I had a boyfriend, did you think that we were sexually active?
I sure didn't.
Oh no. You thought she was not. Oh,
you know, I nursed Zainab for almost 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's in my material.
Yes,
the furthest thing from bad behavior with as far as I was concerned. But you know how you like a boy and a girl, they're quite different. So he used to come over to my house. And she used to braid his hair. So that should have given me a clue.
You should have known. Braiding leads to crabs. It sometimes does lead to crabs. You know, I know how my mom talked to me about the birds and the bees, you know, but every mom is different. Did you ever kind of, I don't know, teach Zainab a little bit about the birds and the bees and all that stuff?
Sex, mommy. Did you ever have a sex talk with me?
I was trying to be nice.
I'm really more advanced than you think, Zainab.
Oh, that's why I'm talking to you how I
Zainab.
Know.
Yeah.
So did you ever have a sex talk with me?
I didn't.
Why not?
I just assumed that everything was going to fall into its proper place.
Mom, do you remember when I came home late that night and you had the chain on the door and you told me you knew I'd been kissing because I had lines in my face?
Did I say that?
You did, Mom.
What do you mean lines in your face?
Like, I guess, you know, like, I don't know. Maybe I had been working my face too much by kissing.
Oh my God.
So I had like crease lines in my face. Mom, you don't remember that?
The thing about Zainab is that she was an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
And she, you know, she was sweaty a lot.
Zainab, if mom says you're sweaty spaghetti.
Ma, I don't know what you're about to say. What?
Yeah, you were an athlete. She played basketball.
I know that she did. She
played hardcore basketball. Mm-hmm. So she was, very athletic.
Right.
So I only thought that I was trying to keep her into athleticism because that meant that I didn't have to worry about boys and things.
When Zainab told you that day that she had lice, you believed her.
She don't even remember that day.
She doesn't remember.
Be real truthful with you. I don't. Like, I really, really don't.
Things that are really defining moments in my life, I have to remember that you have 12 other kids.
Yep.
And so there were probably a lot of eventful things between all of us that particular day. And to assume that you would remember that dramatic moment in my day, you know, in my life is, it just hit me like, yeah, why would she remember that? That's a big deal for me, but.
And isn't it funny? It's like we are always like the stars of our own stories. And
yeah.
Something that was so huge to us and we think it has this ripple on everyone else, they may not even have realized. But for us, it will, it will never go away.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know today that it's rare that Black girls get lice. Had you told me today that you had lice?
So back then, Ma, you probably knew that I was lying.
No, I really didn't know I didn't know much about lice.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In the state of Michigan now, and also I have worked with children.
Okay.
Right.
I've been around a couple of children who have had lice.
Okay, gotcha.
Not little Black girls.
Zainab, gotcha. Time was on your side, Zainab. Timing was on your side.
Yeah. Yeah. So had she come to me like today and said, "Mom, I have lice," I would have, examined her head.
I like that imitation of me.
Ms. Johnson, what is advice that you would leave Zainab with? Because you've been a mom for such a long time. You've been a mom of 13 children. That's a lot. You have a lot to, you've taught her a lot, but you probably have even more to say.
I just want her to pursue happiness. And I don't want her to think that she has to follow any set of rules that don't make her happy.
Amen to that.
That's all.
I'm so happy you got to join us today from Michigan.
Thank you, Mom. Thank you so much. I love you, Mom.
Love you too, kid.
I love you, Miss Johnson. Thank you for coming. Zainab, come do the honor of the outro with me. Just remember, if it's not one thing,
it's your mother.
Thanks for hanging with me and Zainab and Mrs. Johnson. We hope you had a great time. Subscribe to Don't Tell My Mother wherever you get your podcast. And follow us on Instagram at Don't Tell My Mother for show updates and silly stuff. We love ya. Mwah.
Don't Tell My Mother is created, hosted, and executive produced by Nikki Levy, my daughter. The show is executive produced by John Cryer. Oh my God, I love him. And Lisa Joyner and Jody Zuckerman Weiner at Discount Sushi. Our producer is Liza Glukoft. Co-producer, Andrew Condon. Theme song by Donovan Bullen and Joe McKenzie. Edited and engineered by Keanu Williams and John Ross. Distributed by Acast. Now go call your mothers.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.